Auto Light Dealer presents your favorite friend from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Skeezer.
Wallet in Bobble Garage. Skeezer's wallet speaking. What's that? Oh, yes, sir. We can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels. Sure, we'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley.
Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 great newspapers. In this episode, the adventure of the fanciful feminine touch. The boys learn that it's only a man's world because the women haven't bothered to take it over yet. But first, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. And now, Gasoline Alley. Now, Wilmer is trying to talk Cheezix into attending a better business convention in town. Of course, the fact that free refreshments will be served has nothing to do with Wilmer's sudden interest in the convention.
Gosh, Cheezix, we ought to go to the convention. Those kind of contacts are important for public relations.
Well, who'll be at the garage to take care of the customers? Mr. and Mrs. Roach are going on a long trip tomorrow, and I promised we'd have their car ready by 5 o'clock tonight.
Who cares about Mr. and Mrs. Roach? He lets us tinker around with his old car, sure, but he never sends any of his bus line business our way.
How often do I have to tell you, Wilmer, that a good mechanic is like a good doctor? He does his honest best for everyone, no matter who they are.
Hello, Cheezix. We were shopping in town and thought we'd pay a surprise call.
Wilmer's always bragging how hard he works, so I thought I'd just turn around and see for myself.
Well, you just happen to catch me in conference, Jessica.
I suppose it's the same kind of conference that you're always in when I want you to do the dishes. Oh, the garage is just as I thought.
What do you mean by that remark?
This place is a fright. If I just passed this way, the whole neighborhood would talk.
Jessica, this is a garage, not a parlor.
Even so, Wilmer, you ought to be ashamed. Look at that thing over there. It's just covered with grease.
That thing over there happens to be a grease rat.
I think Jessica has a point. This place looks terrible.
Look, woman's place is in the home and not in the garage.
Oh, is that so, Mrs. Smarty Pants? Well, let me tell you something. Any woman who can run a home wouldn't have much trouble running a simple garage.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'd like to see her try it for just one day.
That's a very good idea, Wilmer Bobble. Jessica and I will run the garage for you, won't we?
Oh, hold on a second. Wilmer was only teasing, weren't you, Wilmer?
Why, sure, the idea is absolutely ridiculous. No! No, no, not at all, Jesus. Let the girls run a garage for this afternoon, and we'll go to convention to improve our public relations.
Go to the convention if you want to, Jesus. I'm sure Jessica and I can manage.
Oh, but Nina, there are a lot of things in the garage that women just
go
can't...
on, skedaddle, both of you.
What do you say, Jesus? Why not?
Well, all right, but let guards take care of anything important. I guess it'll be okay for one afternoon.
I don't think I'll bother. It looks good enough the way it is.
It looks lovely, Nina. I always said this office needed a set of chintz curtains. Oh, look, Nina, here comes a customer. I'll take care of him.
Oh, well, I don't envy you, Jessica. It's that old frost budget, Mrs. Rose.
Good afternoon, madam. How can we be of service?
That's what I'm wondering. How could a slip of a girl be of service in a garage?
Well, it's the new wallet and bottle policy to make the garage part of the home.
Sounds like nonsense to me. I'm at Mrs. Rhodes. We're taking the car on a long trip tomorrow. I'll fix it up. My husband and I will call for the car at 5 tonight. Good day. Ladies in the garage.
Oh,
I think we'd better let Sarge take care of this job, Jessica. Mr. Roach is the man who owns the bus line, and Jesus has been trying to get his business for a long time.
All the more reason why we should take care of it ourselves. After all, a woman knows how to make a car comfortable for a kid better than any man.
Do you really think so, Jessica?
I'm sure of it. This is our chance to show Jesus and Wilmer what the feminine touch can do.
Back to Gasoline Alley and the adventure of the fanciful feminine touch. While the boys are in town attending a convention, Nina and Jessica have been left in charge of the garage. At the moment, Nina is running an errand and Jessica is talking to Sarge.
Well, are you sure you don't want any help, Mrs. Bobble?
Oh, no, thank you, Sarge. Nina and I can take care of it. Oh, Nina, we better start riding on the Roach auto. I'll pass the windshield.
Here are cigars and cigarettes for the glove compartment.
Well, fine.
I hope Mr. Roach likes Moby Dick cigars. The salesman said they were a whale of a smoke.
It was the interior clean. You know how nasty it is running for any distance in a dirty car.
Oh, yes. I vacuumed the floor and beat the traveling rug before I left.
Good girl. Can you think of anything else?
Well, this is a box of cookies in case they get hungry along the way. And here's a thermos of coffee for them.
Oh, I guess we thought of just about everything. I'll wear out the windshield if I polish any more.
Jessica, I just thought of something. Don't you think maybe we ought to look at the motor?
What for? Mrs. Roach managed to drive in here with a car, so there can't be anything wrong with the motor,
Sam. Oh, I don't suppose so. Well, if you think the job's finished, here's some blue ribbon I got for the car.
Why blue ribbon?
Well, I thought it would be nice if we sort of wrapped up cars when they were ready for delivery.
What?
Well, maybe not exactly wrap them, but you know what I mean. Tie a piece of ribbon on the hood and make it look pretty.
Nina, that's a wonderful idea. Blue for sedans and pink for roadsters.
And you'll call this job with the blue ribbon our blue ribbon special.
I never knew you had such a good head for business, Nina. That will make people think they're getting a bargain.
Now, I'll tie a big Cupid's bow on the hood.
There now. I'll take care of everything. You know, Wilma was right. Running a garage is hard work. But we can take a rest for a few minutes.
Oh, no, we can't. Here come the boys.
Hello, Nina. Hiya, Jessica.
Oh, hi.
Well, how'd it go? How do you like being grease monkey?
Jesus, look at the office. It seems to be on fire.
Oh, poor Wilmer, Bobble. Those are just red pink curtains. I think they look real cute.
Curtains in a garage. Who ever heard of such an idea?
It was Nina's night, and it's a darn good one. Just look, they have a clean floor for one. No oil stains or anything. You can feed off it now.
But no one comes into a garage feed off the floor. We'll be the laughing stock of town.
Oh, Jesus, I hope you don't feel that way.
Well, of course not, honey. I think you've done a swell job.
What's the blue ribbon doing on that automobile over there?
Oh, that's how we wrap the cars for delivery. That's Mr. Roach's car. We did all the work on it ourselves.
You mean to say you and Nina worked on Mr. Roach's car? Didn't Sarge help you?
Well, we didn't want help, did we, Nina?
No, that's our blue ribbon special, and we're very proud of it.
What, the car's going on a long trip? Did you check the ignition system?
No.
Well, how about the spark timing? Did you make any adjustments?
No.
Well, did you go under the hood at all?
No.
Oh, Jesus, this is terrible. What are we going to do?
There isn't very much we can do. Here come Mr. and Mrs. Roach now.
Stop fretting, Mrs. Baby. Nina and I will handle this.
Young lady, it's 5:00. Our car should be ready.
It certainly is, Nina. Right over here.
Well, what'd you do to her?
In the glove compartment, you'll find cigars for yourself, sir.
Cigars? Why, George, I knew there was something I forgot to buy this afternoon. Cigars. What kind are they?
Moby Dick, sir.
Why, George, that's just my brain. Moby Dick, a whale of a smoke. Get it, Moby Dick? A whale of a smoke. I bet you never heard that before.
Oh, no, sir, I didn't. That's very good.
And on the back seat, Mrs. Roach, you'll find cookies and coffee in case you should get hungry along the way.
Well, that's a very good idea. Cookies and coffee.
Why, George Bobble, you seem to have thought of everything. Well, just step inside here and see how the motor sounds.
Jesus, I wish I was 1,000,000 miles away.
Perfect. Never ran better. It certainly feels good to have her back in shape.
Oh, she's in good shape, all right. We didn't have to do much work on her.
That's right, Mr. Roach. Hardly any work at all.
You boys are being too modest. I'm mighty pleased at the thoughtfulness that went into this job. And you know something? You've given me a darn good idea for my butt line. I may copy your public relations message and give my passengers cigarettes and coffee.
Why, it's something we've been doing recently. We call it our blue ribbon special.
Well, it's a smart idea. You're a mighty clever pair, you and Skeezy. I'll remember that when I need repairs on my buses.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, have a pleasant trip.
I'm sure we will, Skeezy, in our blue ribbon special.
Gosh, Jessica, I never really appreciated you before. How did you do it? How could you tune on Mr. Roach's car without lifting the hood? I heard that engine the other day, and it was really running rough.
Hey, Sarge, come on out here a second. You can learn something. I used to think you were a pretty hot mechanic, but Nina and Jessica know how to fix a motor without even raising the hood.
Well, it's a good thing I raised the hood on that Roach job. The distributor points were all shot.
Oh, stop trying to steal our thunder, Sarge. You know we took care of the Roach car all by ourselves.
Now, not exactly. While you two were house cleaning, or should I call it garage cleaning, I did a little work on Mr. Roach's car.
So that's it, huh? Well, it's a good thing you were here, Sarge. I always said that a woman's place was in a home and not under the hood.
Well, we fixed Mr. Roach's car before and never got his bus line business. I think it was the swell job Jessica and Nina did in public relations that turned the trick.
That's right. All of which goes to prove, Nina, honey, that a good wife is the best public relation in the world.
Our Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. Now a word from your own Autolite dealer. And now a word about the next adventure in Gasoline Alley. Here's Jesus.
Wilmer, why the dark glasses?
Well, it's cheaper to beefsteak these days. I've got a black eye.
A black eye? How come?
I got my black eye because of the green-eyed monster's jealousy. Jessica got jealous on account of Madame's hat.